As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Gene Walker. Gene, did anyone ever tell you that sounds like a great sports name? Now betting, Gene Walker, who in this case happens to be Pittsburgh Public School Board member. Gene, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, thanks, Larry. And it was a good sports name back in the in the 90s when I played at Peabody High School.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you jumping on. I know you had a meeting last night, and the night before was to meet some potential candidates. How many seats are open on the board, just out of curiosity? I heard 5. Is that right?
They're correct, yeah. There are 5 seats open this time. 2 incumbents are running, and then several newcomers for 3 other seats.
And total, in total, how many school board seats do you have?
There are 9 total school board seats.
So that's
every 2 years, we flip-flop between the even and odd number districts.
Yeah, and that can obviously make a big difference. I bring this up because when people are making choices, you know, sometimes those things are as important as any in the impact it might have on a person's community and their life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think the system is set up that way for continuous change, but I think this year in particular, we're hoping to maintain kind of the course that we're taking right now to continue to progress.
And by the way, you're able to see Gene Walker on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com presented by Metropolitan Window Company. That said, last night, what was the focus? Because last we heard, it was a conversation that's going to continue about what schools to close in the future.
Yeah, last night's focus was fairly standard, just normal contracts stuff. There is, I think the big item on the agenda is whether or not we will approve the TRID for the Manchester Esplanade project. As far as schools closures and those conversations, we're still waiting on information from the superintendent before we can bring that up for further discussion. So I think we're in a holding pattern there.
All right. What is the status? That Esplanade, it's a 15-acre site along the river, and we talked to Lucas Pyatt, who is the man behind it. How does the school board have anything to do with what Esplanade wants to do?
Yeah, so a lot of these big projects, especially like this one, require all of the 3 taxing bodies, so the city, the county, and the school district, to approve some measure of tax abatement or tax freeze on that property in order for the developer to actually pull off the project. And so we're the second in line to make some decisions on whether or not we will hold the line on what the current taxes are to allow any additional potential tax revenue to be reinvested into the community.
Yeah, and I would think, and as I understand, we had an extensive conversation about that. There will be housing as part of that development, which will increase the tax base for Pittsburgh Public Schools, correct?
Yeah, correct. There's some significant housing and projected significant investments into the Manchester community, you know, to make sure that folks can stay in their homes and upgrade their homes and just create a nicer part of the area or an improved part of the area, because it's pretty nice already.
And that said, we're with Gene Walker, Pittsburgh Public School Board member. Gene, I know before you know it, school's going to be over for this session. We're a week away from May already and trending into the summer. I know one of the first and foremost concerns is where do we stand in terms of students learning and testing in Pittsburgh Public Schools?
Yeah, you know, I think we're trending in the right direction. All of the reports that we've seen over the last few months are that, you know, reading scores and math scores are improving. Graduation rates are in a really good place. And I think that many of the initiatives and strategies that the superintendent has been putting in place over the last couple of years are starting to show, you know, bear some fruit for us. So I think things are looking up. We just need to keep working hard and keep our students at the forefront of all of our decision-making.
All right, Gene, the most important question is, who are the Steelers going to pick tonight?
That is a good question. I want them to bring in a D lineman. I think they need someone to shore up and stop the run, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Who knows on draft day?
Well, there's a big D lineman called Kenneth Grant that a lot of people would like them to pick. We'll see what happens. Gene, appreciate the time. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Absolutely there. Thank you.
You got it. Gene Walker, Pittsburgh Public School Board member, right here.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.